fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 17th of June, 2007. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I was doing my research before the show started, and before I even mention that, I got a couple of guests we're going to have later in the show. In the beginning of the second hour, we're going to have Professor McKinney for half an hour to give us an update on whatever Jim chooses to talk about. And then in the last half hour, we'll have Aaron Zellman, the leader of the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and we'll be talking about his new movie, which I have a role in the movie and a speaking part, as the terminology goes. It'll be fun to talk to Aaron. Anyway, going straight to the news clips, interesting on the Drudge. I like to look at Drudge Report to see kind of a reflection of what is going on with mainstream media. And, of course, Drudge has become very mainstream. He started out as kind of a maverick, but it's become very mainstream the last several years. The middle of the front page of Drudge right now, this past hour, article from the Portland, Maine, Portland Press Herald, which is also the Maine Sunday Telegram. Two newspapers combined, it looks like. Article written by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fourth grade students in a elementary school class in the East Portland, Maine's East End Community School. And they're very concerned about global warming. These children are very concerned about what their future may hold. They're saying about what you would expect adults to say who don't know any better, and most adults don't, quite frankly, about the dangers we're facing, about rising ocean levels, and how the way to stop this and slow it down is by changing human activity. First break coming up. We got a break coming up here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 17th day of June 2007. I almost said July. And this is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there and granddads and great-granddads. Before the break, I was talking about this article on the Portland Press Herald, Portland, Maine, authored by 5 fourth graders in Portland's East End Community School. Undoubtedly, these are bright kids who are concerned about the welfare of the planet and their futures. And I'm sure they did their homework to the best of their ability. Here in the on the first page, they talk about, have we ever wondered what life might be like in 50 to 100 years? Well, clearly, they've done their homework in terms of reading material put out by the United States government, by Al Gore, and so forth, that about the middle of this century is when things are going to start to get bad. That's expected. Well, children, I'm here to tell you, sadly, you probably won't finish your freshman year in high school, which would be about 5 years from now, without the most serious parts of this having taken place in terms of abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels. When I discuss this with people, these days, this matter of abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels, here's how I begin the conversation. Would the federal government of the United States of America lie to you? Now, if I'm asking that to a mature adult who has lived a life and been productive and has a normal level of intelligence, the first response is to laugh, and then they chuckle and say, well, of course the federal government of the United States of America would lie to us. Most mature adults know that and believe that and understand that that is fact. Once you understand that, it's not too far of a leap of logic to understand that if the government, and they do, if the government knew a timetable when things would happen, a relatively short timetable, at this point we're only looking at 3 or 4 years, would they lie to us and would they conceal their knowledge and put out a false timetable, deferring these events, at least in people's minds, until about 2050? Would they do that? Of course they would. 43 years in the future, that sounds good. It'll make people go back to sleep, paying attention to their careers, professional sports, friends and family, social events, and so forth, instead of paying attention to what will be the most dramatic shift in modern human history, the most dramatic shift and change in culture and human activity, with devastating impact on every country, in every country on the planet. Absolutely devastating. This is live call-in show. The call number is 800-313-9443. We've got open lines this first hour. As I mentioned earlier, we've got Professor McKinney coming on the top of the second hour, and Aaron Zellman, the head of the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. In my opinion, one of the premier pro-gun organizations in the United States of America, led by a fine man who is absolutely dedicated to his work. And I encourage everybody to join the group, by the way. So we'll have that at the last half hour of the show. A couple of other articles I wanted to mention here before we get into the calls. This is an article written in the Insight magazine. It's got a dateline of June the 12th, 2007. It was when it was posted. Here's the title of the article: Private Undercover Team Exposes Nationwide Network of Radical Anti-U.S. Islamic Centers. Well, what a surprise. I'm shocked. They're quoting a man named David Gaubatz, I guess, G-A-U-B-A-T-Z, Director of Counterintelligence and Counterterrorism for an outfit called Society of Americans for National Existence. They have an acronym, of course, SANE. Their project is called Mapping Sharia in America Project. What David has done is put together undercover teams of men pretending to be Americans who want to convert to Islam, and going into these Islamic centers all around the United States to find out what's going on in there. Now, here is a quote. Our initial investigation has concluded there are between 400 and 500 radical Islamic centers in the United States. Now, there's 2,300 that we know of. Now, 500, just for rough numbers, 500 out of 2,300 would be roughly 22%. About 1 in 5. About 1 in 5. Now, this is not news to me. It may be news to you. The people who are of most concern, and there's many people of concern, but one of the leading, largest groups is the Wahhabis out of Saudi Arabia. Obviously, Saudi Arabia has lots of money to spend on anything that they choose. You get into that part of the world, by the way, they use Rolls Royces for taxi cabs. There is wealth beyond imagination over there. Anyway, The Wahhabis believe that we Americans are infidels, that we need to convert to Islam, that we're decadent. Of course, many Americans are decadent. In the opinion of almost everybody who is Islamic, we're decadent. That we need to convert to Islam upon pain of death. That is the bottom line. All the world must convert to Islam upon pain of death. That's the way these folks operate. They've operated this way for centuries. In fact, when the Prophet Muhammad started preaching his silly religion many, many centuries ago, he was not having much success converting the nomadic peoples of the deserts to his new religion until he started threatening them with death. Then, what do you know? These nomadic sheep herders, goat herders, whatever they were out there in the desert, started converting to Islam because they were threatened to have their heads cut off. What a deal. Last but not least, here's an article in an outfit called Space War, Your World at War. Dateline June 13th, and there's a quote from Richard Lawless, the Pentagon's Deputy Undersecretary for Asian Pacific Affairs. That's a mouthful. Hardly fit on a nameplate or a business card. He said the U.S. government urgently wanted to launch a strategic dialogue to discuss China's military intentions, especially over nuclear arms. More quotes. I think if we had a true dialogue of depth, we might be able to constrain and put some of those issues of Chinese intent to bed, he told a hearing of the House of Representatives Armed Services Committee. Not being able to, we must plan and prepare for the worst. It is an area of intense concern, and we're giving it due attention from the highest levels of the Department of Defense and the interagency discussion. As if anything, any talk, is going to change the strategic objectives of the People's Republic of China. The New World Order believes and hopes that the People's Republic of China is going to be good little boys and play their assigned role in the New World Order and not want to take over all of Asia or all of the world together with Russia, which clearly is their real intent. You don't need to do what China is doing to take over Taiwan or Korea or Japan. You simply don't. The People's Republic Army, the People's Republic of China, clearly is preparing to go to war with the United States of America and defeat the United States of America. There is no other military force on the planet other than Russia, who is their buddies, their strategic partners. There's no other military force on the planet that you would build a force like they're building to go up against. So, that's my news updates. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. We're having a bit early hot weather here in the mountains of the Ozarks. Been in the low 90s every day for the past several days. However, life has been good. No complaints. We've got enough rain that the ranchers around here are finishing up their first cutting of hay. In a good season, they'll get 3 cuttings of hay. The agriculture where I live is grass-fed cattle. That's the primary agricultural activity, with some horses. The horses are mostly for recreational use. There are some serious horse people around here. And we got a break. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 17th day of June, 2007. Welcome back to the show. A week ago today, I presented my 10-year-old grandson with his first real firearm. He's been shooting since he was 4 and a half. He got a .22 caliber Savage bolt-action rifle with the new EQ trigger. And I've been teaching him using some Green Beret rifle training secret techniques to help him become the marksman that I would like to see him be. So far, his best group is 3/4 of an inch with 3 rounds. And it's been a lot of fun. This boy has put hundreds of rounds of lead down range the past 7 days. The first full day of ownership, which would have been Monday the 11th, he killed 3 copperheads, and he was quite proud that he did that, and Grandpa was only, that was myself, was only able to shoot 1 copperhead. Copperhead, of course, being a poisonous snake, and we try to kill anything around here that can hurt people. And anyway, that's been a wonderful experience, and giving him tractor driving lessons and ATV driving lessons and so forth. We do have some callers on hold. The call number is 800-313-9443, and we've got Dan from Texas. Dan, are you there, sir?
Are you with me?
I'm here. Go ahead, Dan.
JR, I'm a little disappointed with you. I'm 10 Special Forces, Vietnam veteran, and I'm really angry about a couple of 3 things.
Well, let's hear it, Dan.
I don't know whether you can live with it or not. First off, when your grandson killed those snakes, did he eat them? Because if you're not going to eat it, don't kill it.
Well, we only kill it twice.
No.
Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
The amnesty bill on Friday afternoon. Did all of you people miss that? Pelosi says she's going to pass it the minute it gets to the Congress, to the legislature. Tuesday, it's going to be law. Did you miss that, that the Senate passed that at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon?
How many people were in the chamber when it was voted on?
63 senators to 37 senators. It's passed. The Congress is going to push it right through on Monday.
Okay.
The amnesty bill is going to be law, and that's the end of our medical system, then our banking system, and you might as well get ready for everyone on the road you pass. One of the four is going to be a Mexican citizen driving with no insurance. Now, I'm a
pretty
little
scary. Go ahead.
Because you haven't been paying attention to what's going on, yet you have the microphone to tell all of us what's going on. I'm sorry, sir, but I'm a little angry with this deal, and I'm a little angry that the Republic Broadcasting Network missed this whole thing.
Okay. Well, Dan, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Quite frankly, and Dan, I do appreciate your call. There was a congressman, I can't recall his name, but he was so one of the guys whose name you'd recognize, so upset with the turmoil caused by talk radio in general, and I don't know how much of it was generated by Republic, because we're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I, quite frankly, I don't listen to Republic 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I listen when I can. But this congressman was so outraged over the turmoil caused by American talk radio that he said something to the effect that we need to do something about it. So I can't speak to the issue of how much coverage Republic gave to this issue of the amnesty bill. I do know that there's been a lot of coverage on a lot of talk radio networks. And one of the things about Republic Broadcasting is there's no censorship. When I first talked to John Stattmiller in the fall of 1994 about coming on this network, he said, John, talking to me, there will be no censorship on the John Moore Show. There's no censorship on Republic. That's simply the way it is. And on talk radio, just like Dan calling in, with talk radio, the callers set the pace. There's no pre-screening. My engineer doesn't ask you what you want to talk about. So, Dan, I know you're listening to me. You can call into many of the shows. Some of them have a specific topic they want to work on. But like right now, for the next half an hour, we've got open mics. And this is... there's no censorship on Republic, and if you want to call in, any of you, and talk about anything you like, as long as it's not illegal, immoral, or fattening, we'll even kind of give you a waiver on the fattening part, you can talk about it with no censorship. Now, that's about as good as it gets. You want to call into the John Moore Show and talk about your amnesty and your concern with amnesty, you may do so, sir, and you did. And you're welcome to do so as many times as you like. Our next caller is, I've been told, is Larry Beecraft from Alabama. Are you there, sir?
How you doing?
Good. How are you, sir? What's
on
your mind?
Fine. I was just listening to your program. You read an article about weather modification. And I'll ask a question and hang up and listen to you. What do you think is going to happen? You indicated that there was going to be some weather changes, according to the government, mid-century, and you're expecting it within the next 10 years. What's your view?
Yes, sir.
I'll hang
clearly,
up.
Okay, Harry, Larry, thank you. Well, this is radio, and I guess we need to start from square one for Larry's benefit and all the other new listeners. We have new listeners every show. I have a website, everyone. My website is thelibertyman.com. Tango Hotel Echo, don't forget to put the V in there, thelibertyman.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back. This is J.R. Mortis, Sunday the 17th of June, 2007. Before the commercial break, I was beginning to explain about my website. My photograph is there, my bio, and different products that I've created and have offered for sale. In particular, this is of interest to anybody who wants to learn the truth behind the deception of global warming. My article, No Need for Panic. I now offer a companion article that's a Department of Defense a briefing paper, if you will, on abrupt climate change. No Need for Panic is an 18-page article with footnotes, a bibliography, a list of websites that explains the deception behind global warming, the truth behind what's really going on. Almost the entire public discussion of global warming and abrupt climate change breaks down into two areas. One area says it's a result of human activity, and that about the middle of this century, things will really start to get bad, rising ocean levels and abrupt climate change. The other half of the publicly discussed argument is it's a slow-moving natural phenomenon. We can't do anything about it anyway, so let's go watch some professional sports. Here's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. Once you read my bio, this will make more sense to you. 40 years ago, I entered U.S. military intelligence, where the U.S. military intelligence trained my brain to become an analytical tool. Since 1973, I've been a homicide detective, criminal investigator, private investigator, spending my adult life working on serious matters that have serious consequences, using my analytical skills to work on crimes. In fact, I'm working on my most recent murder right now. Beginning a number of years ago, as it turns out, as long ago as 1980, I was involved with research, a research project that I didn't know it at the time, but about 4 years ago, I determined what it was part of. About 4 years ago, I began a very in-depth analysis of global warming and climate change and interviewing different people. That's my real skill as an investigator, is to locate people and interview them, including interviewing people who are veterans of the United States Submarine Corps. As it turns out, it's fairly common knowledge among the men, and I don't know of any women, men who have retired from the U.S. Submarine Corps the past 20 years, that these oceans are coming up, and they're going to come up fast when the time comes. In fact, the Navy, the United States Navy, has determined that the Missouri, Arkansas, Ozarks is one of the known safe havens when these oceans come up. Because of my connections in the military with U.S. Army Special Forces, connections which continues to this day, I am also connected to the intelligence community in other ways. I have determined to my own satisfaction, I have knowledge, privileged information, that the U.S. government begins evacuating their own people in 18 months. That would be January 2009. Completing those evacuations in December 2009, 30 months from now. It's a pretty fast track, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, they've been preparing for these events now for 27 years. That's how long they've known about them, they being the major governments of this planet, including the Vatican, by the way. United States, China, Russia, England, Canada, and the Vatican. Vatican, of course, is a foreign government, not just a religion. So that's the bottom line. My 18-page article, No Need for Panic, available at my website, gives all the details you need in a highly condensed form. Highly condensed. Larry, if you're still listening, I also want to mention, because I know what your passion is, as a radio talk show host, I found out the one page in the Internal Revenue Code that the public relations people for the Internal Revenue Service will not talk about publicly. Now, as many of you know, I know, there's more than 9,000 pages. In fact, it may be more than 10,000 pages in the Internal Revenue Service code book. I know because I have a copy. There's one page they won't talk about publicly. I called up the Public Relations Division of the Internal Revenue Service. I invited them to have a representative come on and talk with me live on the air on talk radio. And, of course, they wanted to know what I wanted to talk about. So I told them. It was only one thing, that being one page in the Internal Revenue Service code book, in the code. And they asked me what that page was. And I told them. It's a page out of your index, gentlemen. It's a page out of the section for L, as in a liability, in the Internal Revenue Service code book. That's it. They won't talk about that page publicly. They don't want you to know that page even exists, because under L for liability in the index, they list all the taxes any individual or corporation could ever be liable for. Everyone. They don't leave any out, I assure you. And what they're afraid of is this knowledge getting out because of what's not there. Not because of what's there, but because of what's not there. What's not there is a section for liability for personal income tax. Think about it. Think about it. It's simply not there. There is no section in the Internal Revenue Service Code for the United States of America. There's no section stating liability for personal income tax. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, later in the show, we're going to have Professor McCanny on. His expertise at the top of the second hour deals with our solar system, astrophysics, weather, related topics. He has a lot of, he's a very diverse guy. His most recent book is his announcement to the world that he solved a more than 2,000-year-old mystery about mathematics and prime numbers. Fascinating book titled Calculate Primes. Our next caller is on, Steve from Texas. Steve, are you there, sir?
Hey, John.
Go ahead.
I really appreciate you and what you're doing and kind of a voice crying in the wilderness. I was wondering, do you have any suggestions for independently verifying any of the preparations that either the government is making to relocate their people or perhaps people who are wealthy and in the know, preparations that they're making independently in terms of increase in underground structures or, movement to areas that won't be affected by these climate changes that you're talking about?
Well, there are several ways to answer your question, Steve. I was on a nationwide tour for a prophecy club out of Topeka, Kansas, a Christian group that sends speakers on tours. And that was in January of 2005. In my Detroit speaking engagement, this is a three-hour presentation. In my Detroit speaking engagement, I was on one of my breaks. A gentleman walks up and introduces himself to me. And he says, John, I'm with the insurance industry. And we've wondered for years, why do so many retired Navy people live in the zip codes of the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks? And he said, now we know, because I just told him that before the break. What you're going to be seeing, Steve, if you're a news junkie, like many of us that listen to talk radio are, if you're a news junkie and do some research, I'm already starting to see it. You're going to start seeing government agencies being moved out of Washington, D.C. I announced one on this show, I think it was in December. A government office, a federal government office of, I believe, 4,000 to 5,000 people being moved out of D.C., 80 miles away to high ground. Of course, what they're saying publicly is we're relocating our people in case there's a nuclear attack on Washington, D.C.
Are you talking about Mount Weather or
no, another? No. No, they weren't moved to Mount Weather. In fact, I think it was Winchester, Maryland is where they went to, if I remember correctly. Now, the United States Capitol is only 80 feet above sea level. And where they were being moved to was 800 feet above sea level. And you're going to be seeing more of that if you pay attention to the news and dig a little bit into Associated Press, United Press International, not the stories that make the major headlines, but those little backwater stories that they're important enough to be reported on Newswire on one hand, but not so important that they make broadcast media or make the newspapers. These newswires carry a tremendous volume of stories that never really get published in print or talked about in the broadcast media.
So I wanted to let you know also, I did a FOIA request to NASA about Pioneers 10 and 11 a while back, and I got some information back. Let me just preface this by saying that there was a picture in an old 1982 Science and Invention Encyclopedia that I was very curious about that showed Pioneers 10 and 11 triangulating on the gravitational pull of a large body outside of our known solar system.
Well, that's exactly what they were doing. It slipped through the cracks.
That's right. And they had
funny. Yeah.
They had sent out a bunch of press releases, of course, around you know, the exploration of Jupiter and going out into the asteroid belt, etc., and looking for the objects out there. But they really didn't mention how the fact that they took these two probes and put them on opposite trajectories in order to triangulate on these things. And I just want to let you know that in the FOIA request, which came back, was just essentially a bunch of press releases, nothing terribly right. juicy, but one of the press releases was June 17, 1982, where they actually talk about it in some detail, that is exactly one of the key reasons why these were launched. And
think about this, Steve, and all you listeners out there. You look at the people on leading these NASA missions. They all got military rank. NASA is part of the military. What's the mission statement of the military? Not to entertain school children with pretty pictures of Jupiter. The mission statement of the military is defending the United States of America. That's the mission statement of the military. That's the mission statement of NASA when you get down to it. And if there's a heavenly object out there that they need to know about, and clearly that press release talks about exactly what was going on in 1982, of course they're going to want to find out about it and send out a space probe to learn more, as much as they can. Quite frankly, Steve, that's one of the things that slipped between the cracks. That little bit of information wasn't supposed to be released. However, when you have an agency that large and all these enthusiastic young scientists so proud of the work that they're doing and wanting to announce to the world the work that they're doing, there's occasionally going to be something slipped through the cracks. And most people, Steve, wouldn't have a clue what they were really looking at in that press release from 1982 and the true significance of it. Because what they were looking at in 1982, which would be, what, 24 years ago, 25 years ago now, excuse me, that object that they were looking at is now either in our solar system or very near our solar system, and it quite frankly is already interacting in a very dramatic way with our sun and with us, and causing massive electrical problems in our solar system. All weather is a result of energy coming at us from our sun, and solar energy, and maybe Professor McKinney may talk about this in a few minutes. He's supposed to be up here in about 13 minutes. Our sun has been going bonkers now for more than a decade, to the point where the instruments all had to be recalibrated that they measure solar energy with. So great, Steve. We appreciate the heads up on the article that you found.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. There's so much to this, and it became one of my passions. I have many passions in life, to find out as much as I could about this matter. It would have been about 2003. So what are we looking at here? 4 years ago. I've soaked up thousands of pages of information on this. I've interviewed dozens of men and women connected in various ways to the U.S. government and the U.S. military on these matters. This past fall of 06 is when I came across the information about the evacuation plan. That's when I went ahead and wrote my paper and published it. I've mailed out hundreds of copies of this paper, literally hundreds. This is not a very sophisticated operation. I go to the UPS store, I run off 50 copies, and I go back there 2-3 weeks later and run off another 50 copies. But that's how I do it. That's within my capability. I would love to publish a book about this matter and get it out there in a better, more professionally organized format of a bound and published book. But that remains to be seen whether that's going to happen or not. Anyway, we've got open lines here for another 10 minutes or so before Professor McCanny comes in and talks about whatever topic he thinks he needs to be talking about today. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And Larry Beecraft, if you're listening, if you want to call back and talk to my engineer and leave your name and address, I would gladly send you a complimentary copy of No Need for Panic. I respect the work you've done, sir, these many years helping defend people against this monster we call the Internal Revenue Service. And I would gladly send you a complimentary review copy. So please do that if you like. Call the engineer at Republic Broadcasting and leave your name and address off the air. And we have a break. Call the number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 17th day of June, 2007. I haven't talked to freeze-dry guy yet since he got my paper, No Need for Panic. He was going to go on vacation, and I read it while I was on vacation. I need to catch up with him tomorrow. and discuss my paper with him. He does, however, have the best freeze-dried food that you can get any place. He has a warehouse so big that the U.S. government backs up their 18-wheelers to the loading docks when they need to buy their freeze-dried food. That tells me a lot. It should tell you a lot, because the government gets the best stuff at the best price, and you can too. Toll-free number is 866-404-3663. 404. I hope you get the right number, doesn't it? It doesn't. It's 3663. 866-404-3663. His website is freezedryguy.com. I think he's still running his emergency unit, 1 month of food for one person, $239. That's shipping included, of course. Shipping on heavy, bulky things can really add up. 3 units, that's 3 months for one person, $672. That's a great value. It really is, for the best quality freeze-dried food. A lot of variety, a lot of good nutrition there. I also hope to soon have, as a guest, an expert on diesel fuel additives. I'm now an AMSOIL dealer. You can be too, by the way. You want to get a little extra income and help your friends and neighbors get the best synthetic lubricants. AMSOIL makes a diesel fuel additive that will put back the lubricating properties that have now been taken out by the low sulfur fuel that's being sold. There's a link at my website if you want to check out all the AMSOIL products. Might be some peace of mind to stock up on what you would need for future use, if in case that prices would go up dramatically or there would be shortages, either one of which is certainly a real possibility. We've got DJ in Illinois. DJ, are you there?
Hi, John. It's glad to hear you. Bertie. Always
you.
Good. Couple questions. They're unrelated. I have often wanted to ask you, and you said it great to call you up and ask you on the air sometime.
Okay.
What is a good way for someone who either does not have a real strong physical constitution, somebody maybe older or the young, to learn how to defend themselves without a weapon, and then also to start with whatever type of firearm would be a good idea? And the other comment is, I'd like to let people know out there that our wonderful Blackwater, unquote, has opened a facility in northwestern Illinois. And I think people need to know about that thing. It's been kept quite quiet.
Well, they tend to be quiet on everything they do. Getting back to your original question there, DJ, the martial arts instructors that I'm acquainted with, here's what they tell healthy, athletic young women, women who would be qualified to be in the military or in a military academy. Young lady, if you think I'm going to teach you anything that would allow you to go toe-to-toe, healthy male in armed combat, you got another thing coming. We're out of time for this hour, DJ. Thank you for your call. And ladies and gentlemen, we got a top of the hour break, then we got Professor McCanny coming on.